بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we come to the hadith with regard to with a hadith with regard to Ramadan al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to spend this month with ikhlas, with complete iman, and believing in and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy and for his reward. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us as he promised to reward us, inshaAllah, for fasting and for tilawat al-Quran and for salah and so on and so forth, and for charity. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who fasts for one day, this is just a regular anytime fast, we're not talking about Ramadan. He said that anyone who fasts for one day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his face away from Jahannam for a distance covered by a journey of 70 years. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who fasts for one day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his face away from Jahannam for a distance of 70 years, meaning the distance that would be traveled if somebody traveled continuously without stopping for 70 years. That distance is the distance for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree between a person who fasts for one day and Jahannam. See how beautiful fasting is. And it's something that inshallah we must make a niyyah to do as much as we can throughout the year. Now take this hadith and then see it in the context of Ramadan. Given that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward for everything 70 times, you know, it's impossible. That this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his rewards, that they are quite literally uncountable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this with regard to his blessings. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you want to count my blessings, you will not be able to do so. And Allah is witness. Wallahi, alhamdulillah. This is quite absolutely, completely and totally true. I can't count the number of hair in my beard. I mean, what am I going to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the thing is to remind ourselves and therefore be more and more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith, we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned how he keeps the believers and the people who are obedient to him. Now fasting, again, as we have been saying, it's not just a matter of being hungry and thirsty. The fasting is an expression of complete and total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is Allah, because it is his order. There is no logic within quotes that is behind this fasting. We are not fasting to lose weight. We are not fasting to control our blood sugar. We are not fasting because we want to see how poor people feel. I mean, people have all these odd things. The thing to understand is that if you want to feel what poor people feel, you have to become poor. There's no other way. Don't fool yourself. It's like a man saying, I want to know what a woman in labor feels like. There's no way you're going to do that, because unless you are in labor, you can never feel that. The issue with poverty is not just hunger and thirst. It is the lack of hope. It is despair. It is that there is no alternative to that poverty. A poor person who is hungry, a beggar who is begging on the street, is not going to go home and say, all right, good, I now have a fee. I have an understanding and I know what poor people feel. Now let me open the fridge and my fridge is stocked with food from now till kingdom come. No. He does not have food. If he doesn't get something today, he's going to sleep hungry, and tomorrow morning he'll also sleep hungry. He'll also wake up hungry if he doesn't get food the next day, right? Being poor is an issue not of just not getting food. It's an issue of huge insecurity. It's an issue of fear. It's an issue of You know, if may Allah protect, but otherwise it's a issue which leads to despair. We don't fast for any of those reasons. We fast to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, period. That's it. And if anybody is fasting for anything other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he needs to correct his niyyah. Because otherwise the fast might become invalid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, and reported by Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radhiyallahu anhu, that a person who does that, who fasts for one day to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah is that this person is protected from the hellfire and he's moved away from it for a distance of a journey of 70 years. Right? Now, another hadith, Uthman ibn Affan, Uthman ibn Abi al-As, radiallahu anhuma, he reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting serves as a shield from hellfire, from Jahannam. And this is in An-Nasai. The earlier hadith of Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu is in Bukhari and Muslim. So this hadith in An-Nasai, Uthman bin Abi al-As radiallahu anhuma, he reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting serves as a shield from the hellfire. Now, and this is in An-Nasai. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the beauty of Islam, that every ibadah in Islam reinforces our faith in the Akhirah. Reinforces our faith in the Akhirah. And when we are doing this ibadah is evidence that we believe in the Akhirah. This ibadah is evidence that we are Muslim. So therefore, when we pray and when we fast and when we give zakat and so on and so forth, this is something that we need to be sure of, and we need to reiterate and reinforce and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these ibadat, that we might remember Him and we might remember our meeting with Him, which is the reason why we are doing these things. Right? We are not doing it for any other reason. So it's important to keep that in mind. Again, to reiterate, fasting is not just being hungry and thirsty and staying away from sexual relations with our spouses. Fasting is also and even more a complete life-changing opportunity. And it's something that we must look at and recognize and understand that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us for, and this is the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us this fasting so that we bring about complete change in our lives. How we walk, how we talk, how we speak, how we act, what we do, what we don't do, all of these things are regulated, and in everything we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the fundamental message of Ramadan. Is why are you fasting? To please Allah. That's it. So therefore, the rest of our life, all our life, for every action of ours, for every speech of ours, we should be able to give this as the right answer. If somebody says, why did you go to the shop? To please Allah. Why did you start a business? To please Allah. Why did you hire somebody or fire somebody? To please Allah. How do you deal with your spouse? What is in your mind? How much do you deal with him or her? To please Allah. How do you raise a child? To please Allah. Everything. How do you drive a car on the road? To please Allah. Everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what fasting is teaching us. Because in fasting, as I have said before, we are not doing even that which is halal. So how can we do that which is haram when we are outside of fasting? If we fast in Ramadan and then we do haram after Ramadan, then the whole of Ramadan, the whole of fasting is null and void. It has been wasted because we learned nothing. Let us not fall into that trap. The fasting is not about hunger and thirst. It's about obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete and total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means that if I am going to give up even that which was halal, how much more important is it that I must give up that which is haram? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and guide us to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal alamin.